Well, Declan, games are coming thick and fast. FAI Cup tie tomorrow night with Wexford. Your thoughts on the game ahead?
I think it's a game that we've got to be really focused and determined to win. I think it's a game where, you know, gives our players another opportunity to show our fans at home that we are a good side. And for me, personally, I think we're one of the most informed teams in the country at the moment. I think the brand of football we're playing is exceptional. I think the goals that we're scoring is exceptional. I think the chances we're creating is exceptional. But, you know, we've a steeliness about us as well, where, you know, we've went behind our last two games and came out of those games victorious. So, you know, we've came from behind against the top two in the league in their own backyards and came away with points. So the mental preparation of our team is in a good place. The technical application of our team is in a good place. And the goals that we're scoring, we've 14 or 15 different goal scorers in our panel that have chipped in with goals this year. So we're actually in a very good place at the moment, and we got to make sure that Wexford don't come here and break it.
Of course, I read in the local tabloids this week that their manager seems to think that it's just they're coming up here to give these players experience. Do you read any things they got? Do the players read any things they got?
No, listen, we respect everybody that comes here to play us, because, you know, that's just the nature of the way we are and our DNA as a club. We're nowhere near in a place where we can just take things for granted. We've got to prove our worth and our credentials in every single game that we play, and we must play at the levels that we're capable of. They be at our best. We can't play in a slow intensity. We gotta be on the front foot. We gotta pass a ball with purpose, and we gotta have a running mechanism right throughout our team that's going to create and take chances. So, look, our DNA as a team stays the same. It doesn't matter who we play. We try and win the game. We just gotta make sure that we're not coming into the match complacent, and I don't have any reason to think that we will, because the players all year have given us so much in terms of effort and commitment, and we just have to go again.
Of course. Do you expect to make many changes tomorrow night, or do you expect to put out your full squad?
We're working off the same squad as Monday night, which is a very strong squad. We bring Darren McCauley into that squad now for Friday night's game. So, again, look, we're in a good place. The competition for places is rife. And, you know, the simple fact is that, you know, between now and the end of the season, I believe that we've got, you know, 10, 11 cup finals to be played. This is another cup final for us, because you want to be in the next round. And if you get through this game, you're three games away from the Aviva. That's how quick it can be. So we've done a lot of work on Wexford this week. We've seen their strengths. We've looked at a few of their weaknesses, in our opinion, and we're by no means underestimating the threat that they'll possess for us, but we also are concentrating on ourselves and playing at the levels we can play, because over the course of this year, as I say, 15 different goal scorers. Peter Cherry's nominated for Player of the Month, having kept four clean consecutive sheets in July. So, look, we're in a good place, but we have to understand that we can't let anybody take us away from that good place.
Of course, this cup game is another avenue into Europe as well, Declan, so it's important that you keep that run going.
It is. It's every game's important. Every game's important, and we have drilled that under the players, and the players have bought under that. You know, once you start thinking that you're better than what you are, that's when suddenly things come crashing down. We must prove a point in every single game that we play, and as I say, the players deserve huge credit, because up to now they've been sensational. They're scoring a lot of goals, creating a lot of chances, but playing a really good brand of football as well. But no, we're in a good place, but we have to understand that we have to go again. Every game now, between now and the end of the season, is about elite performances. It's about giving everything that your body can give you to achieve the next goal of the next one. And if we can do that, we'll be in a good place.
Of course, away from Derry City, Declan, this week seen the death of Tommy Breslin, man you knew well.
Desperate, absolutely desperate. Condolences to his family and his friends and everybody connected with Cliftonville. He's a fantastic man, a man I've played against, and a man that, you know, I've spoke to on a lot of occasions. And, you know, it seems like yesterday when I was texting him about congratulations on the second league title in a row, and he straight back, even though he was out celebrating, straight back, they thank us and that. But look, just a horrific, horrific time, and heartfelt from everybody at the football club, because Kevin rang me last night when the news spread, and, you know, Paddy McCourt rang me, and Murray McCann knew him very well, obviously with Cliftonville connection. So look, it's felt here very much for him and his family, but a fantastic man and a guy that really put everything into that football club, and his family should be so proud of what he has achieved. But a really, really sad loss.
Thank you, Darren.